Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tamiel C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Dab in the building. Knockout Kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiel C and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Mannheim. Hey. From the A-State to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And the promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to, your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear, it's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy, LC, and Tasha care to share your story, yeah, they care to share your story,
hey yo, Tammy, LC,
got a song you gotta hear though,
hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo,
please point this tune in the right direction, it's easy. On the artist connection, yo, Tamiel C.
Got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey, Tasha, Tasha.
Please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection, yeah.
Hello, hello, everybody. A warm welcome to another episode of This and That on Artist Connection with your girl, Tasha, and myself. We got some hot topics that everyone is talking about, and of course, this and that and some more. So stick around and get comfy for the next half hour. How are you doing tonight, partner, and are you ready to get the show rolling?
I am good. I'm joyful and blissful, and man, it's so much tea boiling over here. I can't wait to share it with y'all. So, I'm good.
I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. I'm always ready for the hot topics.
Hot topics. Oh,
where do you want to start at? You want to start with, I was going to say, you want to start with Michael Jackson, with Howard Stern and Wendy?
Right.
Where are we going to start?
Right. You know what? I think we should just go ahead. Let's do the Wendy thing, because the Michael thing, it has some layers to it, and I really want to get into that. Let's start out talking about the Wendy and Howard Stern beef. I can't even call it beef because I feel like he ended it. If you guys missed this, you guys need to look it up. First, let me just say, because this is my mistake. Listen to what Wendy said about Howard Stern, which was, she basically just said, you know, he's Hollywood now. He's a Hollywood insider, and he hangs with all these famous people. And so, therefore, no one should basically listen to him or read his book, basically, because he just released his book, Howard Stern's new book, and it's already, I think, a bestseller already, of course, because he has a huge following. But, you know, she says things that, you know how, like, Jada Pinkett has red table talk, the stuff that belongs at the kitchen table.
Right.
She says things like she doesn't have a broad audience, and, you know, you don't want to stop people's bag. You have to not say everything, you know, that you think at home. And when you do say things that you should just think at home, what happens is the person will hear it, and he will clap back like Howard Stern did when he basically just went completely in. He was like, she looks like a man. He said she pee standing up. He said he would rather... I'm not going to finish that, but he would rather, Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race than Wendy. That's what he said he would rather.
Yes, so. And then he went in for 40 minutes and roasted her. And then you can also tell me he was hard because, from what I understand, they used to be really close, like back in the day. And there was just no reason for her to just take his shine or try to take his shine. I mean, she's just, if one thing, she's making him more likable now to people.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. She's really helping his stardom. You know, I really don't know much about Howard Stern, okay? I admit it, but what I do know is that he's a radio legend. And he paved the way for many people in the radio. And now she's going to go on TV and just kind of pretty much saying, like, come on, you ain't nothing. Like, why even bother getting the book? And you don't do that. You do not do that, man.
You don't
Karma
do that.
Karma is real. No.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, even with me, I'm a loud mouth. I'm a big mouth, too. But we kind of need to stick to script, you know? You know what I mean? Not that she should have a script where she has to read, but you have to be very careful when you have a large audience. So what I'll say is I feel like he basically, I don't know if you guys remember this, but you remember Judge Mathis when she tried to come at him with some affair stuff, rumors, alleged affairs that he had or something like that? And Judge Mathis called her a crackhead. You guys got to look. Look, I'm telling you, it's two interviews you have to see, and that is the Whitney one with her. I'm sure you've seen that one. And then the one that one's, I mean, infamous. And then the other one with Judge Mathis. That one, oh, my God, he went in. And, I got to get to the next story because I don't – oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, I know she did beat – well, she is always beefing – with 50 Cent, and he's, like, really, like, going in on her own Instagram lives and stuff. Yeah, that I do know, the 50 Cent thing with Wendy.
Oh, yeah. He has an eternal beef with her. I don't think that's ever going to end. Him and Cat Williams, they can't stand her. So. Yeah, but, you know, it's Wendy. You know, I will say I'm glad that she's back and she seems okay. I mean, it's about as okay as Wendy can seem, and I did want to say that because, you know, she is, you know, has been having some health issues. So, of course, you know, we're glad to see that she's back and on her show. I'm going to move on because I really want to get to this Michael Jackson thing. And I basically was digging for tea. I'm going everywhere trying to find out, you know, who has the most information. And I have to shout out Lovely Tea. She's on YouTube, you guys. And she's really, for a YouTuber, I don't really even like to call her that because really she's a real journalist. Like she goes in and gives you all the tea. So we pretty much, unless you've been living under a rock, you know about leaving Neverland. Now, I don't want to go into all the stuff of the documentary and all that. What I want us to focus on is the aftermath and what people who were close to Michael and knew Michael and worked with him for years are responding to his alleged victims, okay? First of all, I want to just point out I will never be muting Michael. That's first. I just want to say that because not because, you know, of course, I'm just all in support of people to, you know, do these things. It's just that he's not here to defend himself. And I felt like that was really, really messed up, you know, for them to do this after. But I do want to point out that in 1 year, Michael Jackson's estate was gained. It went from $500 million when he died, and it has been earning about $825 million a year since he passed.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. And so as they were going in, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. I want to focus more on Wade Robson because I have more tea on him than I do on James. So let's just look at his history based on people who have worked with Michael, and I have some of their names. These are all choreographers and just people that danced or had a relationship personally with Michael. Aaron Carter, you may remember him, Nick Carter's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Carter was in, I want to say Backstreet Boys, but is that Backstreet Boys? I believe so. Yeah,
the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, the bigger brother, the older brother was,
The older brother. Yeah, not Nick, not Aaron Carter. Nick Carter was in. Yeah, but Aaron Carter put out music on his own and all the stuff. Well, anyway, I want to particularly point out Darren Henson. You guys may remember him. I know him because he played Lim on Soul Food. But he's on the TV show, not the not the movie. But anyway, I've seen him. He's a choreographer, seen him for years. Anyway, he said that Wade, this is his experience with him. He said he's a drug addict, allegedly. He says that he saw him tongue-kissing his own sister in Vegas in a club. He said that he basically, because Darren used to choreograph for Britney Spears and a lot of people, he said that he hooked up with Britney Spears, allegedly, and that he I guess Britney Spears was married at the time or whatever the case may be. And, oh, speaking of married, no, I'm sorry, Britney Spears was not married. He basically, through Michael Jackson, he ended up meeting Prince's wife and allegedly had an affair with her, Mai Tai.
Okay.
I was like, now have some tea. And this is all from and the video is still up. You guys can go and follow him. And then he also said his moral compass is low, very low. He went on to say that he dated Michael's niece, Brandy, and he cheated on her multiple times until she finally broke up with him. Then, okay, now he's saying how devastated he is and everything that's happened. He called the Jacksons and begged for tickets, VIP tickets to Michael Jackson's funeral.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, for his whole entire family. Okay? Aaron Carter said he flat out wants to punch him. Just wants to fight him.
Right.
He said, yeah, he was talking to TMZ, and he basically was saying that he is flat out lying. Aaron Carter said that he has slept in the bed with Michael Jackson, and he's, you know, been at his house and everything else, and just like family, and he said absolutely nothing's happened. Macaulay Culkin, same thing. I mean, you can go on and on and on and on, and people defending Michael and standing up for him. I do have to point out, Lovely T made a good point, and I want to make a point of this too. She said, if it was not Michael Jackson, and we heard about some old man that has little kids sleeping in his bed, we would still be giving him a side eye. So I must say, I do not, in my heart, feel like Michael touched any kids, but I do feel like it was a bad decision to sleep, you know, in the same bed with those kids so that those allegations could continue. Mm-hmm. I will say that, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, and I mean, Michael Jackson was so naive. He didn't see anything wrong with it. And, I mean, he even admitted it in that interview. And
yes,
I felt
yes.
so bad for him because he looked at the guy, the interviewer, that totally trashed him back then.
Yeah, he did.
And said, yes, yeah, we play together.
Yeah.
We sleep in the bed together. Mm-hmm. Totally innocent. And
right.
I believe it.
Right.
I mean, you know,
right.
anybody that want to get
and
mad
I
at me for believing it, I don't care. Because I don't believe it.
Right.
Bring me some receipts other than that part when he said that. And if
and
he really was sexually abusing them, he would have not admitted that. He would have not said
right.
he slept in the same bed with me. Come on.
Right. I just got to say this. He would be just like, I don't know if you guys saw that R. Kelly interview, but when R. Kelly was like, what do you mean when you mean teenagers? You know, they got to be so careful because they know they're wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, what do you mean when you mean, you know, that type of thing. But
right.
and what I'm saying, I completely understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is that I know, well, I feel, I can't say I know because I'm not, you know, I wasn't in Michael Jackson's vicinity. But I will say that in my heart, I feel like because he was so innocent, I wish someone would have protected him. Or he would have allowed
yeah.
somebody to protect him because of people that try to take advantage of him. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Is like, then it wouldn't even be a shadow of a doubt. Now, personally, I don't think he did it because I do believe he was a sweet soul. You can look at his eyes and just, to me, he's just the sweetest person. I don't see him being like that. And he cares so much about kids. So, I mean, I got to get into why possibly they could be doing this. In California, there is a loophole. That if you're an adult and you were touched, molested, anything, up to 3 years after you are an adult, you're of age, you can go back and you can sue or go after criminal charges for someone who's molested you. The loophole in that law is that, let's say that you don't remember it or you were too, you know, you're too small, you're foggy, or someone through therapy helps you realize that you were being molested, basically then it doesn't matter about you being too old or whatever, and you can sue that person.
Hmm.
And so this could potentially be the thing, because when he sued Michael, he sued him for $1.26 billion.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just wanted to put that out there, and I think that everybody should know that, you know, not saying that they're not at all saying that they're lying, but if they did lie, that may be a reason. And that's
but didn't he,
that's my piece.
But wouldn't it be double jeopardy because he was found not guilty back then?
No. Double jeopardy.
Or was that one of the ones?
When it's a murder. Yeah. That's murder.
True.
And he's a different person. Those other
right.
Kids. Yeah,
that's what I was
yeah.
just thinking. Yeah, yeah. But mm-hmm. they keep on saying in the headlines that he lied under oath. That guy. So I didn't mm-hmm. know if that was the same person.
Yeah,
or what.
Exactly. He did because he basically went. Well, I'm not gonna say he did lie. He went on under oath when they were having the investigation back in before Michael passed, about a couple years before Michael actually mm-hmm. passed. The last case, he testified and he said that Michael never did anything to him and everything like that. And he actually, the other kids who were accusing him, he actually was a witness for the defense of Michael. So, yeah.
Oh,
and then
okay.
he said after
okay.
he listened to the testimony, now he realized that he was a victim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just don't buy it. I will not sit here and say, okay, he was lying, because I don't
mm-hmm.
know for sure. I guess we don't know for sure. But excuse me, like you said, I just fall on the heart on this, and I just
mm-hmm.
don't see it in Michael. I don't see no predator. No seducer
right.
no, of children. I just don't see it.
Right.
And, you know, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
yeah.
in my heart, I feel that I'm not wrong when it comes to that. But, you know, I guess
right.
well. I mean,
and
you know, he's not here to defend himself. He is God.
He's not. He's
he
not.
Can't even hold
and
trial.
I just feel, right, and I just feel like as well known as Michael was, this is still a black man in America, and I feel like somebody, lots of people, would have been coming out. You're not just going to touch some and not touch the other, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? And,
right.
yeah, I just don't, in my opinion, I don't see it. And let me just say, because of Ms. Catherine, his mother, I can only imagine what she's going through. And I just feel like it's just awful all around. And if he didn't do this, then, you know, God have mercy on these guys' souls, because, geez, that is a lot of karma. You know what I mean? That could potentially come
yeah.
from stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they're
doing
can't
it.
Do anything and say anything.
And they're putting that on themselves. I mean, the truth comes out, hopefully, you know,
mm-hmm.
one
mm-hmm.
day. It will come out,
hopefully.
I hope, for Michael,
yeah.
for Michael's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then talking about they're going to ban his music and stuff. What? I mean, that's just
right.
crazy.
And they took his voice off the Simpsons thing. And we're, you know, we really need to do an in-depth look. I know that we're in the Me Too culture and stuff like that, but we really need to have a real conversation. Really, it should be a national conversation about what this
yeah.
Me Too thing is meant to do, because honestly, this is really, really, really bad. If you know, I mean, he's gone and there's nothing,
right.
you know, I mean.
Right.
I just,
he's not
you know,
even here to defend
it.
Himself. That's
exactly.
crazy.
Exactly,
I mean,
and that's the biggest thing. Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me.
Well, we
yeah.
still praise in Playboy. I mean, Hugh Hefner. I mean, I'm
Hugh Hefner,
just,
right?
I'm just
right.
saying, like
he was. Yeah, yeah, and honestly, it's just it is that type of thing. I mean, how far back are they gonna go? Because I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you, this lady was mentioning all these names of people and stuff, and of course, my beloved came up, Prince, and I was like, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
like
I know.
Not we're not walking down.
Yeah,
the
because
street.
I said, I know we
mm-hmm.
don't want to hear that.
My
but, time. You know, in
we
fact,
don't even
want to.
Yeah,
she
right,
was
right,
a
right.
minor when they met in Germany.
She was.
I mean.
He was.
It is what it is.
And,
you know?
And not only her, it was a lot of people. I was listening to some uncomfortable stories. Zoe, cutie,
mm-hmm.
she's so I call her Cutie Pie.
mm-hmm.
Kravitz, Zoe Kravitz was on one of the night talk shows, and she was talking about an encounter with Prince and how she just, you know, he was very lonely type soul, and he seemed to kind of gravitate
mm-hmm.
to these attractive women, just trying to look for human contact. And it was one-sided, and she just wanted to hang with her friends, because it's a lot of pressure to have your idol just sitting there watching you the whole time, you know.
Yeah, right.
It was kind of,
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and yeah, you remember, okay, yeah. So, you know, I mean, it just, you know, it just sucks. It sucks.
It does. It does. And now, I mean, like, they want to dig up everybody that has, like, passed already, because I've seen Elvis videos surfing the internet now about Priscilla Presley.
Yeah.
I see all that. I mean, what are they doing?
Yeah.
I mean,
right
now, just,
and,
I guess it's the era we live in now.
Right. It is. It is. And, you know, I hate to be that person to say that, but, you know, I don't want to say that. Let's just move on because it's uncomfortable. But, you know, I just don't know about the same thing between the predatory behavior and then some of the things that, you know, whatever. We're going to move on. All right.
Yeah, yeah. We will. We're not going to let this show get shut down because of our opinion, which, of course, we should feel free to voice our opinion. I mean, you know, we should be protected on the First Amendment to voice our opinion.
To anybody.
And nobody.
Right.
I mean,
but at the same time,
I mean,
we want to be
about,
responsible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we want to be responsible because, you know, somebody else could be listening and could be in, not even like to shut our show down, but like young girls, impressionable girls, we don't want to make it seem like we're, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
okay.
All for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Right, right.
So,
but, I mean, I can voice, one more thing, but I can, and I will voice my opinion on how I feel. I mean, that's not saying it's okay. No, of course it's not okay. Molestation is never okay, ever.
Right,
but
right,
I can still voice my opinion on how I feel about certain things, about accusations.
Me too. Yeah.
I wanted to read two funny studies just before the show is over, because I like these studies, and they, to me, some of them tickle me. And one of them was found in 2012. A study found that human male athletes experience increases in testosterone in their saliva while doing squats after watching short videos containing either erotic, humorous, or aggressive content. I think that's not funny.
Wow.
That's interesting, actually. Right?
That is very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny too. Now, there is a funny one. Let me find it. About, hang on, guys urinating next to each other in public bathrooms. Hang on if I find it. it's funny. And I was like, I'm going to have to read this on the show because I just like those random crazy. I'm weird, I know.
No, that's not weird at all. Good information.
I'm looking. Yeah, it is. But where is it? I have, like, all these studies pulled up. And hang on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, we're live. You know, it is what it is.
That's right.
There it is. Okay. No, that's not it. Oh, my God. What am I doing? I guess it's not on this one because I had so many different studies pulled up and I wanted to just read the two best ones that I found good.
Excellent.
But there's one, and now I can't find it. Oh my God.
That's okay. You want to read another one, a different one? Or?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's even interesting. No, that's not interesting. I'm not gonna just read like a corny one. But
my gosh.
Well, let's
you
see
sound
what
like
that
me
is.
When
I don't.
You sound like me when
I
write love poetry. I always say, oh my God, I'm so happy. I don't want to share that.
But this is not funny. This is just a U.S. study that was conducted, some dubious leap experiences. In the early 1900s, a doctor, Nathaniel Kleitman, had 6 men stay awake for days to see the symptoms. But he stayed awake for longer than any of them when he forced himself to stay awake for 115 hours. Causing hallucinations. He also once lived underground for 6 weeks, trying to adjust to a 20-hour day. So, well, I know he was a fun guy, and he's a fun guy, and people would love to hang out with him, I bet. Yeah, that's what it says. But the crazy part is to stay up 115 hours, that is insane.
I know. That is crazy.
And all it did was,
like,
was cause him hallucinations. Yeah. It caused him hallucinations.
Yes.
That's what that did. Probably would have caused me a heart attack.
Exactly. And there's studies showing you will go crazy, completely crazy, if you stay up too long. And, sleep studies, they're deep. You guys should really, really look into them because I know I had to do one because I didn't know that there's a thing called sleep deficit where You know, have you ever like slept and then you're like, why am I so tired? I slept so long. It's because your body is, you know, especially I was a horrible insomniac, and I can go into details, but we'll do that on another show. But basically,
if you sleep, the more you sleep, the more your vital signs will decrease. That's not healthy.
Yeah.
You know, a healthy sleep is between 6 and 8 hours for adults.
Mm-hmm,
for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the kids need up to 12. There's one more short one. In 1986,
okay.
11 in Russian men. In 1986, 11 Russian men spent 370 days lying down in bed. The experiment was to help with future space expeditions, I guess, because the year in bed stimulated weightlessness. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Future space expedition because a year in bed simulated weightlessness.
Simulated.
I'm thinking if I'm in the bed for 370 days, I'm not thinking that. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking blood clots and all kinds of other things.
Me
you know?
Too. I'm not trying to be in no basement.
Body.
I don't want to go in the basement on a regular. Nobody want to do that. Oh
no,
gosh.
In bed, laying in bed. They was laying in bed.
Oh, laying in bed. Oh, I thought they said in the basement. I was like, what are we doing this? Okay. Yeah, I don't want to. That's not enough activity. Like, you got to get up.
That's what I'm saying. You promote blood clots.
But, yeah. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. So I'm going to get back into the hot topics. I feel like everything else is going to be cool now compared to what we were already talking about, but
right.
Let's get into it. I want to talk about Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj has been canceling performances, like, left and right. The first one that she canceled, she's overseas right now, you guys, and she's the two sold-out shows she canceled. Basically, she said, oh, there's technical difficulties, the sound, the lighting, this and that. The production company came out and said, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong. It's her. She doesn't want to do it. You know, she's not doing it. And she came on live, and she was actually smoking a blunt. She was, you know. And I was just thinking, like, what are we doing here? Because Nicki Minaj, I have so many different feelings about her, but partner, what's your initial feeling, and then I'll get into how I feel about this whole.
Well, I did hear that on the rumor report as well, but not on the rumor report, on the Breakfast Club. It was another rumor report, and they showed a little clip where people were upset and they was chanting Cardi B's name.
Cardi, that's what I was gonna get to.
It was chanting her name, and they said F you, Nicki, and all of that. And I just don't understand why would you cancel sold-out shows? That doesn't make any sense. And then her being on live or whatever with blunts, is she trying to be like Cardi B now? I don't know.
Thank you, and that's what I was going to get to. What I'm afraid of for Nicki, first of all, Nicki kind of has and has had, in my opinion, a very cocky, boisterous, which you have to be cocky and boisterous, but, you know, she wanted to be the only one, right? She wanted to be that girl. And now Cardi comes along, and the thing about Cardi is she's likable. It's not only that she has her own, you know, crazy, kooky ways of doing things, but she still is likable. Like, even if you don't like her behavior or different things like that, if you watch, you know, she's entertaining to watch, you know, because she's real, you know. But I feel like with Nicki, I don't want her to fall into kind of the trap that Ja Rule fell in back in the day when 50 Cent came out, because instead of keep on doing what he was doing, he jumped on trying to be this hardcore gangster rapper, and nobody was on board because they're like, no, just give us the songs that we like to, you know, pop to. We don't want to hear how gangster you are. Like, we don't want that, you know. And because he didn't stick to his track and what he was good at, he got thrown off his game, you know. And I feel like right now, Nicki, you know, just really as a person who does nothing but consume celebrity gossip, I know about them record sales, sis, and you need to go out there and give your fans a good show if they came and they paid to see you. You know, I'm just saying, that's how I feel. So, you know, and no matter what,
not,
if it's three people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's three people, give them a good show. That's awesome.
She's not handling this well. And then when she, mind you, the era with all the great female artists from the past were over when Nicki came out. So she was not used to any competition. And, you know, if there was any competition, she shut them down. She shut everybody down. And now she, I mean, even though Cardi's not on her level as far as, like, lyrically, but Cardi got she got her because, like you said, she's likable. And I got to say, everything that Cardi brings out, I mean, that is a club record. And I even like, if I hear it on the radio, I turn it up. I like her stuff. I mean, I just do. And it has some kind of 90s flavor and even, like, the beats and stuff. You want to dance. Like, I mean,
you
she's pretty ratchet with what she's saying.
She
But so was Two Live Crew and Too Short, and we used to love it. You know what I'm saying?
And so was Nicki Minaj, you know?
And Lil' Kim.
And Lil' Kim and all them, And I know people who don't even like rap who love Cardi B. So, the, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, what I think that, you know, Nicki needs to do is, well, first of all, she's not going to listen, so I'm not going to waste my breath. But, yeah, I just wish you would just, I've been wished that she would humble herself a little bit, like calling Lil' Kim, like all these, like, you old and da-da-da. I'm like, girl, you think you're going to be 20-something forever?
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. So, I hated part of it. I didn't want to say too much. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we are at the end of the show, actually. We are aired out. We are aired out. I know, and I don't want to be. I don't want our show to be cut off because that happened the last time. It just cut it off. So I guess we're gonna leave it there, wrap it up for this and that. Of course, next week, and we're still gonna have to air your asking the host. You know, whenever you're ready, you just let me know, and we're gonna buckle up. Yeah, we're gonna buckle up and get this show. But we're gonna have to touch on some of the topics that we the hot topics from you. That you started, we're going to have to finish them next week. And let's keep it in mind because I did want to talk a little bit more about the whole dynamic of Nicki and Cardi. That's really interesting. And maybe we can touch a little bit more on the whole Neverland if you want to.
Definitely. That'll be great. That'll be great. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all for listening to This and That, partner. We'll talk soon, and make sure you follow us on all of our social media sites. Thank you so much for listening in. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.